Hi, I'm Will Murdoch, and my topic is decolonization. I'm in seventh hour.
So, why did Ghana decolonize?
It was a kind of a combination of factors because, since the end of World War II, there was a kind of a makeshift education system was put in place by the Catholic Church and Protestant churches in Ghana, and they ended up making this new class of Ghanaian elite who were illiterate and could make their own decisions. They're more conscious of the greater of the world around them because they were illiterate and educated, like I said. So British governor of the Gold Coast Colony, that's what it was called at the time, made the decision to allow the natives to have a council, or they called it an African council, for the colony. And what ended up happening was that these new Ghanaians who could read and write and were literate, the so-called Ghanaian elite, were able to essentially get on the council and spread their nationalist views. And their other views, a lot of which were very, they're not mainstream. Lots of them are socialists or communists or far right wing ideologies, stuff like this. And they ended up being able to successfully get the British to leave through protests and riots and stuff like that.
So how did this affect the Cold War?
Ghana was the first colony to successfully get independence in Africa. So what happened afterwards was a kind of domino effect where once Ghana broke free, other colonies were, other European colonial possessions were desperately trying to get free, and almost all of them were able to get free pretty easily, except for some of the Portuguese and Spanish colonies, but really started a movement in Africa that led to the ultimate liberation of Africa.
Any final words?
It's an interesting topic. I'd totally check it out.
Thanks.